Brother Andrew, come on this second row, please. Tim, on this second row. Now, if there's... Hey, Brother Benny, what are you doing back there? You need to be up on this. You're welcome, sit back. You get on the front row. She's already ordained, but she hasn't had the hands of the presbytery laid on her. Come right on. You don't know how important it is to have a presbytery lay their hands upon you. So they could give you some directions you never have had before. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sister Betty, have you been ordained? Betty Rossi? Huh? Well, come right on. Praise the Lord. This is a very, very important service. You very seldom find. You hold on the front row too? Amen. Is there any others? This is not a parson thing now. It's the way the Word of God teaches. If you have never had hands laid on you, you need it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you don't have papers? You have them? You don't have? Let me see your hand. Raise them high. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think Tanya brought me 5, so we're pretty well covered. Bob, they're in on the office, so you have to sign them. Not right now, but...
Yeah?
So raise your hand again if we count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We never got papers.
You don't?
We don't.
6, 7. Oh, well, I'll have to... Huh? Well, we'll have to find where Tanya is. Well, yeah, we'll stay. We can have them later. I got 5 out there, so I need some more. Last time we ordained was Brother Brannan was ordained here, and he was 120. Hallelujah. We don't want to take lightly what the Lord is doing in this hour.
Amen.
Praise God. And it's not just a ritual we are going through. I would love to turn to the book of Titus, chapter 1, and this is about the ordination. Paul has told Titus to set in order the things that are lacking. How many of you understand that in the church world today there's a lot of things lacking?
Yes.
Yes.
And we are determined to see that the glory of God settles down upon this universe. And as I said, now, if there's any others that feel that you would like to be here, this service is open. I felt led of God to have this service, and you didn't come to me asking to be ordained. I'm the one that called the service.
Amen.
And this is God ordained.
Amen. That's right.
You see, this whole thing's God ordained.
Hallelujah.
Now, you just can't describe what God has already done in this meeting. Now, do you have Titus chapter 1? All right. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and a knowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life. Now listen to this verse. Which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God, that goes back. Hallelujah. So what is he saying here is that you, brethren and sister, was in the heart of God before the foundation of the world. Praise God. And when you begin to realize God, who cannot lie.
Hallelujah.
Impossible for God to lie, yet he promised eternal life before the world began.
He's from a young church in Asheville. He's never been ordained, but he's concerned about maybe being ordained his church or this one.
Well, it's up to him. This ordination is good anywhere.
Yeah. It works
anyway. And we're not asking you to join anything.
Right. No.
You understand? There's no strings attached.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Oh.
Which would be fine if you wanted to
join. Well, yeah, anyway you want to do. If you want to join this group here today, you are welcome.
I just don't want to come against a church like my pastor. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well,
I really felt like God sent me here for a reason.
I know.
And this has been my burden. And then I also really felt like I'm not worthy and all. But yet, on the other hand, to do as God wants, and
It's not on the merits of worthiness.
Amen.
Nobody will ever be worthy.
Amen.
It's only through Him.
Yes.
His grace.
Hallelujah.
And our faith is to produce grace.
Yes.
Which is the godly life, the Zoe life, and that's what it's all about. That's the reason we are ordaining. Some of these folks have been under the teachings for 20 years or longer. And yet God has chosen this day to set them apart. No strings attached, entirely up to you. Now, I know how you feel. You don't want to hurt your pastor's feeling. Well, if he's really kingdom, it wouldn't hurt his feelings. He'd say, thank God, because you're not obligated to this particular church or to any individual. Now, Gloria there submits under the apostolic ship of the calling, and she, under that that authority or that apostolic calling, she pays her tithes to me personally off of what she gets. Jack here and Joe and Greg, they send tithes here. Sometimes they personalize it to me, and most of the time to the church, and then send me an offering extra. It don't matter. You know, we at this church operate in the divine order. And when God does something in a divine order, you don't have to worry about being supported. You need to be met.
Right.
You see, God's already said, I know your need before you even ask. All right. Then that takes the bagging off of us. See, now I've got one deacon or two here. Two deacons here. Now I'm watching. See, I don't know nothing slip up on me. I'm watching these brethren with a keen eye. And they're giving themselves over to the Word. Now when God says they are ready, I will transfer them from deacons to elders and appoint some more deacons.
Amen.
The elders that we have now are moving in a realm that God is setting them into the fivefold ministry. And so they will have to be replaced. Are you following me?
Amen.
I don't mean replace them. See, when you are ordained as an elder, you're an elder as long as you live. Well, what if I don't live right? You're just out of the will of God, but you're still an elder. Amen. And when you meet God's condition, right back in the same position. Well, it's the way God wants it. Now here he said, whom God cannot lie, has given eternal life before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Now, well, if that don't stretch your imagination, if that doesn't put you in a state to ask God to help you fulfill the destiny that He has assigned to you, then you are a hopeless case. And we're not here to try to judge anybody, but I just want to read the scripture to you and let you challenge your own heart to see if you're fulfilling that. And if you're not, well, then God will deal with you. You see, I come from the old school that hands of the presbytery must be laid upon you. And I've saw the apostles and prophets of God come down to the altar where folks are kneeling and whisper in their ear, "You can get up and go back to your seat. You're not ready for this." Now, that would really hurt people's feelings in this hour. But this is exactly where we're coming to. If you didn't hear the message this morning, and if you did hear it, you heard how rough God's going to deal with individuals that's trying to change the order. I'm telling you. But we're just too mealy-mouthed to stand up for the divine order. It must be stood up for. Well, hallelujah. Now, Nehemiah didn't put up with no junk. You heard what he did. He cursed them out. He pulled their hair out. He boxed their jaws. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't say, "Bless your heart, honey. You don't deserve to be treated this way." Oh, glory to God. He just punched them out. You don't like it? Sorry. Go on home. And not only that, he threw Tobijah's household stuff out in the yard. Oh, glory to God. So hear what I'm telling you now. This is very serious business. And so he said, "But has in due time manifest his word through preaching that is committed unto me according to the commandments of God our Savior." Now the reason this is unknown today is because preachers are not preaching it. Did you catch that? But if they preach it, it would be known, see? "Now to Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause," now you should underline that word "cause," see? This cause here is mentioned in verse 3, manifest his word through preaching. And since this is not being done, "For this cause lift I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting," or "are left undone," see? "And ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee." Now, you and I, from this day forth, you're going to be in authority to preach the word and to set in order the things that are lacking according to the word of God. And it doesn't matter what city you're in, you're an elder to that city. Which simply means it opens the door to any church that you go in, if they recognize divine order, then they will recognize you as an elder in that local assembly. Any ministry that comes into this house is recognized as an elder. Or in terms of modern day speaking, as a bishop. If I introduce any of our elders here in this assembly, I introduce them as a pastor. Somebody said, "What do you mean?" One man asked me, he said, "How many pastors do your church have?" I said, "We've got five beside myself." "You must have a big church." I said, "It's universal." It's universal. Oh, hallelujah. It's not noted as for numbers. It's universal. And this is what God... See, you individuals are supposed to know divine order enough to duplicate it. Now, if you don't duplicate it, it's going to be to your own hurt. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, he's not talking about divorce here. Nobody, it's bigamy to have more than one wife. Well, hello. But husband of one wife simply means you can't have a wife and a sweetheart on the side or a concubine on the side. Exactly what it means. You're going to have to bring your life in line with the Word of God and have a purity about it. And the purity goes beyond your action. Your heart has to be pure. You know, there's a lot of folks that have got wandering eyes. Well, I ain't going to go into that too much. But they will have wandering eyes, and they're really not true in their own heart. But you're supposed to be husbands of one wife, wives of one husband, having faithful children, not accused of, are not unruly, are unruly. Accursed, not, are un. Do what? Now this requires the husband or the elders to see that your children are under subjection. If they are minors, I know when they get out of your under your authority, you're not responsible for them. But in the house of God, you are responsible for them. Now, I have got in trouble. I remember one incident in state of Washington, Seattle. I was there. And this church, my God, they children like wild Indians, running and hollering. And I turned to the pastor. I said, "Do you have any elders?" "Yeah." I said, "Are they here?" "Yeah." I said, "Will the elders of this local church stand up?" They stood up. I said, "What's the matter with you elders? You quieting these children down. And if you can't quieten them down, take them outside and spank them." One man got up and said, "We better not spank my children." I said, "Why?" "You won't do it. If you was a man, you would." I believe in order in the house of God. I don't believe in children running to and fro. I know they have to go to the bathroom once in a while. But when I was a child, they set us down on the pew and we was not to move.
That's right.
And Mama made a pallet under the pew. And we were sleeping, we'd get under that pew. Of course, you know, I was full of the devilment myself. I just... they'd go to shouting around me, and I'd get me a straight pin and help them. You never heard this hollering and jumping in your life. Well, that was then. But any of you understanding what I'm saying? You, as elder, are responsible for the assemblies to be in divine order. Well, isn't this the word? How many of you previous elders have rebuked somebody else's children? Let me see your hand. Well, then you are really carrying out eldership then. It don't mean you won't get in trouble. But it does mean if you're in trouble, if I'm your pastor, I'll stand with you. And if anybody has to leave, they'll have to leave, not the elders. They're doing their job.
Amen.
I'll explain it to the parents.
Yes.
And to the deacons also now. This goes to the deacons as well as the elders. Deacons are looking out of the material things, and elders looking out of the spiritual situation of the church and holding up the pastor's hands. Along with them and on equal ground. Well, hallelujah. And on equal ground. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now listen to verse 7. For a bishop. Now, who is he talking to?
Elders.
Huh?
Elders.
And here he says, for a bishop. So there's no question about it. An elder is a bishop. Well, glory. Must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-will, not soon anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. If you don't know what that means, it simply means don't give yourself over to the love of money. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Money's not. That's the reason I don't keep it long enough to love. I give it away or I bend it. Oh, hallelujah. And if you learn to be a giver, you're going to learn to be a liver. If you're not a giver, you don't know how to live. Well, glory to God. I'd love to have time to break down all these verses, but time is a little bit against us today. All right. Not self-will, not soon angered, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in arguing. It's because you don't know enough to argue. You are to convince individuals by the word of God that they are wrong. But you will never get them to see something. It's like I spent all night one time talking to a bunch of preachers on St. John 1 and 12. But ye shall receive power after that. The word of God comes so high, did I read? Anyway, he said, no, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And that word, their power, our right, our privilege, the opportunity to become sons of God. But they couldn't see that. They thought they were sons of God when they were born again. Potentially, yeah. But they have to mature to grow up,
right,
to become real sons of God.
Yes.
And that's the reason that we need meetings like this, is that we can get established and settled in the Word of God, that we might see God glory and God manifested as He desires to be. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Now, you may not understand what he's saying, but he's simply saying that your trouble is going to be in the church world.
Right, exactly.
And your trouble is not out in the honky-tonks. Your problem is going to be right with the holy folks, church people. And I want to tell you right now, church people are the meanest people in the world. They kill the wounded. They have no sympathy for the wounded. But you, fellas, and you, sisters, are going to have compassion. Compassion. Because there's difference in compassion and just helping somebody.
That's right.
Hallelujah. All right. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of them, even a prophet of their own, said, the Grecians are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables. Now, you could easily say it without changing the word, not giving heed to the church traditions. You hear what I'm saying? You really need to write that down, because it simply says that. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and the commandments of men that turn from the truth. Now, how many of you understand there's a whole lot of church doctrine that is just the commandments of men that's trying to turn you from the way of truth? Well, hallelujah. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled, unbelieving, is nothing pure. But even their minds and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Counterfeit. Now, when you begin to understand that chapter, brethren, sisters, God is desiring in this end time and this end time salvation to raise up a people that would meet all of these qualifications, that we could stop the gainsayers.
Amen.
We could stop all of the criticism, praise God, and show the world a pure aspect of love. And that pure aspect of love will cross over every boundary. Every boundary, it'll absolutely cross over. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, brethren, just because you're starting out right does not mean you won't miss it if you're not careful. In the 6th chapter of the book of Acts, he said, "Look you out, 7 men full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, that we may set over this work." And in verse 5, chapter 6, the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Nicar. Let me go on down here. And Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Now, Antioch, at this particular time, was not a place that had a church. Barnabas established a church over in Antioch, then went and got Paul to come in and help him. And they established a church in Antioch, and that church was in contrary to the church of Jerusalem. Church of Jerusalem was swiftly going into Judaism. But this church, they chose 7 elders, and that Nicholas there, is the one that erred from the faith and started the doctrine of the Nicolaitans in Revelation, where God said, "I hate." And the Nicolaitans was in Laodicea. And Laodicea church means lay rule. And people today are trying to run the church. Well, hallelujah. But people does not run the church. Church is governed by the elder and the pastor. Well, glory. So the church, sometimes you get a rebel in and they say, "Well, I ain't supporting you if I can't have a say-so." Well, since when did you have to have a say in something? If I'm going to be the set individual in assembly, then I'm going to see that that assembly abides by divine order and the principle of it. And that's why you need a plurality ministry. A pastor cannot do this on their own. You need some elders and deacons to stand with you. 100% now. Not 50%. Because you've got nothing to gain by it. You said, "Well, I'm going to build myself up." You're tearing yourself down. You don't do the building. It's God that promotes individuals. And if you want to be promoted by God, fill yourself with the Word. Fill yourself with the Word. Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And let me say this, because I know by experience, you need to be able to work toward a finished ministry. You need, if you feel like God has called you to be an apostle, then live in the writings of the apostles till you know them by heart, and that you can it's like a cavalry soldier. When they issued him a horse, he had to sleep in the stable with that horse until that horse knew every movement of him or her, and vice versa. He knew every movement of the horse. You have got to learn to live with the ministry that you are desiring. And then when you learn that ministry, the Spirit won't have no problem prompting you to move into that ministry. Then when that cavalry man gets trained and he's trained a horse, he doesn't need his hands, because the horse, if he leans to the right, the horse goes to the right. If he leans to the left, in other words, you guide the movement even of the Spirit by the movement of your physical being. Well, praise the Lord. And then you can take your hands and shield yourself from any attack to the enemy. Well, hallelujah. And then by your hands, you can transfer your anointing to another. And sometimes it takes more than just one laying their hands on an individual. Sometimes it takes five or six. But what you're doing is you're multiplying the anointing by the number of hands that's got on that you lay on them. Amen. And if it's severe, a blood clot or something, it's going to take more surge of glory that's going to be transferred from one to the other by laying on hands. Well, glory to God. And then you have to learn to move upon first impression. Don't ponder it. Just move on first impression. Because if he's first, it's him that's giving it to you. But if he's not first, then it's not him.
Amen.
It's you. Oh, hallelujah. Now, before we lay hands on any of you, are you willing to endeavor to fulfill the calling that God's called you for? Are you willing? Are you willing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, those...
I move up there, brother. I feel like I need it.
Yes, yes. Come on up. Then are you willing?
Yes, sir.
Now, brethren, the Holy Spirit has registered all of these yeses. There will be times which you will ponder whether to obey God or not. But remember, it's already recorded, the yeses. You have declared you would do it. And if you don't do it, you will be found as the church in Laodicea or Ephesus. You have tried them that say they are Jews and are not, and found them to be liars. You understand what I'm saying? This is one of the most serious hours you'll ever come through in your life. Yes to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes to the Holy Ghost. Yes to God. There's no authority higher than that authority.
Amen.
And God begins to direct things in your direction to see if you would say yes. Well, hallelujah. And since you have agreed to do this, then we are going to lay hands upon you. Hallelujah. Okay, would you stand? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Brethren, would you come around now? Step forward here, and then we'll get behind you and in front of you and around you, and we will proceed. Hakanda Masikomo Horia Sila Mahala Makai. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Manta mantiti lama holy kandala ma. Glory. Ila kala mandama dioko. Would you three come and lay hands upon Craig? You three come and lay hands on Joe. Or make it four. Now lay hands on him as we pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as we lay hands upon these individuals and impart unto them the authority invested in us by the God of glory. And we come in the name of Jesus right now, amen, to set apart, to set apart, to set apart. Hakanda Madita Boko. Well, glory to God. Do you have a word for this, Brother Greg?
Praise the Lord, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack, get over there.
Jack,
all for all three, this word.
Could y'all each put one hand on my hand? Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forth for what's ahead. Okay, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory.
Glory.
Yeah, well, you hold this, there may be somebody else.
Hallelujah.
I just have a scripture that confirms that.
Well, you bring it up.
Okay. It just confirms the word. Isaiah chapter 26, it says, Lord, you will ordain peace
for the brethren. O Lord, other masters besides you have ruled over them, but they will acknowledge and mention your name only. The former masters, the tyrants, are dead. They shall not live and reappear. They are powerless ghosts. They shall not rise and come back. Therefore you have visited, O Lord, and made an end of them, and causing every memory of them to perish.
Hallelujah.
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 All right.
All right.
Jack, hold hands with Joe. Joe, hold hands with Greg. Now, Tim don't know about the memory of them that has perished, but I know, and you brethren know, that that old memory of the traditional crap that you was under has perished. It's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to understand what I'm fixing to say has got to be carried out. And it doesn't mean that you are stuck in that position. You understand? I see Greg as a teaching prophet. Now that will have to be developed. I see Joe as a baby apostle that has to grow up. I see Jack as a fiery evangelist that will begin to climb the ladder to a higher degree.
Hallelujah.
Now that's what I see, brethren. You can give confirmation or you can whatever. Amen. Amen. Brother Carlton.
Amen. Amen.
Well, glory to God. Brethren, there's a high anointing on all of you.
Shoes of the gospel of peace upon him.
Hallelujah.
That as he runs, that the word would be firmly planted in the hearts of the lives of people.
Amen.
As you run with the word.
You see,
Greg, the Lord says it's time to bury books, time to bury tapes, and lay thyself before thy God. For the ministry of teaching will not be that of another, but it shall be one I shall develop within thee. Thou shalt not teach like this man in this assembly or another man in another, but I have a teaching ministry all your own. And it's time to lay all down, and I shall bring it forth in thee, saith the Lord. For the hour that we are coming into shall be a time set that thou can release all that is within thee. For that which is within thee has not been purified to this day to suit me, saith the Lord. But I am bringing a pure word that shall come out of thee in this day that a world has not heard before, neither hath thee. And it shall be that which I have ordained this day, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would say unto Joe that the Lord has called you to ride upon the high places. Thou art to lift up your eyes and see the inheritance that God has given you. Surely he shall cause thee to reap in the nations. Thou shalt be an apostle that shall surely establish foundational truths. God is going to come upon thee, though, and He's going to melt you down. The fires and the flames of God are going to come into you like never before. Thou shalt become a furnace of God. A burning fire shall come out of thee, and it shall be the Lord thy God. Thou shalt speak with flames of fire. Tongues of fire shall come out from thee and rest upon the people. The purifying shall be great, saith the Lord. For I shall purify my people, and I should have thee to be a pure vessel. Thou shalt have a pure word, and thou shalt speak with authority and with power, and the Lord shall work with thee, confirming the word with signs following.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jack, brother, I love you so much. And I bless you. And I stand with you to see you grow up into the headship of Jesus Christ. I stand to see you released. I know your heart, and I know the hunger that's in you. And God shall not frustrate you or disappoint you. In fact, He has blessed thee during all this time. He knows best for thee, brother. Yea, humble thyself under His mighty hand, and He shall exalt you in due season. And yea, do not limit thyself to being an evangelist, for that, yes, surely, is that which you shall start. But saith God, you shall cross borders. Sometimes nobody shall be able to figure out what you are, because you shall cross over. And people cannot put me in a box, saith God. They shall not say that you can only do this or that. For I am the Lord. I am the Lord God, and I rule and reign. And I am your Lord. I am your God. I am your Father. I am your Creator. I am all to you, Jack. And I shall cause thee to know me in a way that thou hast hitherto not known or dreamed of. I shall open the windows of heaven for thee, and thou shalt visit with me, saith the Lord. And thou shalt see me face to face. Thou shalt see me eye to eye. Thou shalt look into the seven eyes of the Lamb, and thou shalt see with 70-70 vision. And thou shalt know and see afar off, and know the things that God would have you do. Amen.
For even as Philip of old, so shall thy be. And even thy daughter shall prophesy. He shall even go about with the apostles and prophets of God, that you will be a mouthpiece for me, saith God. And thou shalt never think that thou art belittled, or that I bestowed less on thee, for the Lord thy God knoweth every individual, and He doeth know your heart. And because I have been faithful, I will be faithful unto you. And because thou art faithful, I will cause you to reap 100-fold the first year you sow. The word of the Lord says so. And you shall see the glory of God. And the worry that you have had. Oh. You see, I see by the Spirit and know the worry that you have had concerning this home that you have bought, about the payments and so forth, shall be no more. For I, the Lord, will exalt you beyond your own expectation. And you will see that God is on your side, and that nothing shall be lacking. Oh, hallelujah. In amen.
Amen. You can rest.
You can rest. You can rest. Oh, glory to God. Move around, brethren. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria, you will be going and coming from the mission field. You will not be one that will stay stationary. But it is I that exhort, and it is I that build, and I will establish the elders in your assembly, that you will be able to go and to come and to see the glory of God. For this is only the beginning, even what the Lord has said. As I said in my word,
Despise not the day of small things,
yes,
but count it all joy that I have laid my hand upon thee and laid a mantle upon thee, that thou would fulfill the glory of God.
Amen.
And amen.
For this is just a start, daughter. For even that which thou thought that I have chosen to go to the missionary field was not thine own choosing, but was aforetime chosen of me to do a quick work, to do a tenderizing, to bring you into the place that I have set before thee. And worry not or fret thyself of any of the troubles in times past, for I, the Lord, have set my hand before thee, and I shall make all things come before me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
For the Lord would say to thee, Gloria, that he's going to be glorious in you. The glory of the Lord shall be manifested in you. You're not to fear. You're not to say, I'm just a woman. Who am I? But when God moves in you, there's not going to be anybody that can stand against you. And nobody can say, why is this woman saying this? God shall back you up, and he shall deliver. He shall go before you, and he shall honor you. And he shall make all things straight for you. Amen? I bless you to be that flame of fire that he's called you to be. A living epistle, read and known. And the thing that's going to be so great in you is God's going to show his face in you and show his great heart, his great love that he has. For the ones you stand before, they shall not see you, but they shall see God Almighty. And they shall surely run from the place saying, great is God, great is our God, greatly to be praised is the God of all gods. And you shall know that God has honored you and blessed you and called you from before the foundation of the world. Amen.
My daughter, I've set you in a position of everything that you do and step out in is going to be in peace. You've seen the mission field and you've seen the hurt and the pain, but you walked in peace. I've set you around your mother and your father, who have established peace into your life. Now you establish this peace. Yeah. The ministry that I have set you in is a ministry of peace. And this peace will go forth and it will deliver. It will set and it will deliver and set peace and establish life. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just as Christ is the Prince of Peace, you shall be a princess of peace. Establishing peace in the lives of those you meet, those you don't know. And we speak the Lord. Lord's anointing of Queen Esther upon you. The divine authority that you will have that will change nations. That your words and your actions will... many people will respond to the kingdom of God because of the kingdom in your life. Because of the rulership that he has placed in your heart, in your mind, and on your tongue. And you shall speak it. And nations shall bow before the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. For daughter, this day begins the day of the self-destruction of thine own order.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
And the order of the Spirit shall become thy walk from this day on.
Hallelujah.
For thou hast frustrated thyself to no end in trying to set order and to keep it in line. But this day I set the order, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Spirit shall be thy guide.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Don, I see the Lord is here, the Lord saying that it is high time that thy would arise in the position that I've set you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It is high time that thou should proclaim the word and the calling of the Lord that he has set you in. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as you begin to perform this,
holding up the pastor's hand, proclaiming the word, the glory of God will rest mightily upon you. Saith the Lord. There's other words, but let me finish my status, because I have to go. Brother Ray, God has laid a mantle upon you. Your mind is outrunning even the position that God has you. You have a desire to do great big things. But I tell unto you this in the day, you will begin and to become satisfied with where I set you. And I will promote you. I will bring you up to a higher position. Because it's I, saith the Lord, that's going to kill the rest of the tradition that's in thee. And you will find yourself preaching even against things that you have preached. But know thy this, it's the beginning of the greater ministry that God is bringing you into. Because the Lord thy God will give you the whole area as a guideline if you will come in to the fullness of the Spirit. Brother Andrew, God has set you. And God is even now preparing and opening up positions that you will have a building sufficient. Oh, hallelujah. Just not only sufficient for services, but sufficient for the feeding and for the sleeping. Ye will see that I, the Lord, will open up the door that you can walk in. And don't worry about the need, for I, the Lord, will supply every need. Glory. Brother, the Lord thy God shall raise you up and put you in the position that he has desired, he has called, and he will furnish everything that you need to bring you into the glory and the place that God has called you to be. So know this, that it's God that's doing the will in you and is to do what you have willed. Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
Let me ask, how many of you want papers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Brother, where's brother?
Brother, I have mine. Yeah. I had a senior moment. But I would like, you know, you co-ordained my wife when you were there. I'd like to get papers for her.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. But we have to have your name so we can put them on this paper. Right. Give them to Bob.
Amen.
Service tonight, brother. I've got to go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm already running out of time.